Hello.
Yes, hello. My name is Joe, returning a call back with CNI Service Solutions. How can I help you?
Joe, I had another lady on the line, and she was having trouble finding the order from American. Or you were the Mer you know, you were CNR, right? This order that you've got is from American Home Shield to have your company install a new dishwasher in our home, and I'm going to give you the order number is 0726091819, and you've got that on the 13th day of July, and we were expecting a call back, setting up some kind of a time frame to do this installation within 24 hours is what their site says that we should expect. And here it is 3 days later and we haven't gotten a call. So the lady looked and she claims she can't find an order in your system, but it's hard for me to believe because it's listed on their site. We've got emails. We're printing off that it's your company and the order number, and it's a Whirlpool dishwasher. And so, can you look and see? My name is David Ates. Last name spelled A Apple T Tom. E. Edwards, S. Sam, home address 28, that's 28, Secluded, S-E-C-L-U-D-E-D, Pond, P-O-N-D, Frisco, Texas, 75034.
All right, sir. I thank you for that information, but I won't be able to find an order with that order number that you gave me. The number that I need needs to begin with the 5.
Needs to do what?
The order number that I need is a service request or a dispatch ID number. That number starts with a 5. That's the number that I would need.
Let me look at the rest of my information here. Okay, I got the... I got it. Dispatch ID number is 5036242.
Okay, that's not enough numbers. It has to be 9 digits. That's only 8.
All right, let's run through these numbers again. I'm going to give them to you in 2s, 57-03-68-24-2.
Okay, you forgot the 7 a while ago. Give me one moment. Hold on one moment. Give me one moment. Okay, this, let me see. Trying to see what happened. Right, let's see, sir. Because so far I'm not able to find this dispatch in the system at all, which most likely mean that American Home Shield has not sent us over the information. But let me see. Okay, is this for David?
It is.
Okay. Well, now they did send it over. Now they just sent it over on Monday the 13th. Now
Well,
it's
okay.
yes,
That's
sir.
that. Yeah. Well, their instructions to us was that y'all would call us within 24 hours to set up the appointment to put this in, and if I didn't hear from you in that length of time, that I should call you. So that's
Yeah, I don't
why I'm
know.
calling.
Yeah, I don't know why they tell the customers that, sir. I mean, it could be way longer than 24 hours. I mean, we're in the middle of a pandemic situation going on. What's happened? We have to get somebody assigned to you, an installer. A lot of installers are not doing installs due to the pandemic situation. Now, they did send it over. Once you be assigned to someone, that company will reach out to you.
All right. Are y'all located in the Dallas-Fort Worth area?
Not me, sir. I'm located in Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay, so y'all are nationwide dispatchers.
Yes, but the person that's going to do the install
All
for
right.
you will be in the Texas area.
Who are you looking for to dispatch the thing, to install the thing?
Well, it's going to be someone in your area. I can't give you that information
Okay,
because
well,
unfortunately, I
let
don't
me tell
know.
you. All right, well, let me tell you the situation. They come out here and put a real expensive part that retail for about $300 and something dollars on this dang machine, and they sent a really nice company that's located right 10 miles from us, Gage Appliances, and then they had to, then it didn't work through the first cycle after they put that expensive part on, and they sent their owner out here, and he did a bunch of testing and found out the control board was bad, and then they tried to find a control board, and it was unavailable because the dishwasher is about 10 years old, and so now they're going to the new route, and Mr. Gage and his company does repair work for American Home Shield, and they're well qualified to switch this thing out, and they're working right straight on through this pandemic. Have you got just special people that you try to put this with, or anybody that's approved by American Home Shield can do this installation
It's gonna
under
be
your
the
supervision?
it's gonna be the per it's gonna be the person that we assign you to, sir. Whoever that may be, but it's gonna be somebody in your area.
Okay, well, that's fine. Do y'all have a list for this Frisco zip code of people that you're authorized to assign it to? Is that
Yes.
what your situation is?
Yes, sir.
Have y'all tried to assign it to anybody?
I don't know, sir. It's a lady in California. She is the one that does the assignments.
You got her number?
No, sir, I don't.
Can you have her call this number that you got for me?
I don't have her phone number, so I have no way of contacting her. But I can assure you, sir, once you get assigned to someone from that installer company will reach out to you about getting you scheduled for an install day. Have you received the appliance already?
Do they drop ship it to my site? Is that the way it works?
Have you received the appliance already? It's a dishwasher.
No, I've not. I have not. And
Okay, well, sir, now if you
I've been.
haven't, well, now if you haven't received the appliance, then there's nothing that they can do for you until you receive the appliance anyway. What day are you supposed to
Okay.
receive it?
Nobody's indicated what day I'm supposed to receive it.
Well, so you need to call back to your warranty company and ask them what date are you going to receive your dishwasher?
Okay.
Because now, let's say for.
Have you got a number for American Home Shield besides that goddamn home customer service number that just automatically comes on and says that your wait time is 1 hour and
It's the
there's
same.
no opportunity to leave your number and let somebody call me back like you did.
Yes, sir, but that's the same number that you have. It's the same one that I have.
Well, that's a sorry way to do business, isn't it? If you got all these machines that'll take messages, why don't they have the system you got where you call me back within 30 seconds after I agreed to leave my number and let
Yes,
y'all
sir.
call back when you had a person available.
Yes, sir.
That makes sense. That's efficient.
Yes, sir.
Them having me sit out here for a dang hour and listen to a recorded message, yan, back and forth all for an hour or two is an awful.
Yes, sir. I heard American Home Shield. Phone number wait time is very long. That's what I heard.
Okay, well, you think I'd get better results if I send them a red hot email?
I doubt it, sir. I'm just gonna be honest with you. No, you would need to speak with someone. I do apologize, sir, but now they're the ones. See, this is how it's gonna work, Mr. David. They're the ones that's gonna get the dishwasher sent to you. Another company is gonna deliver it to your company by like FedEx or UPS or somebody like them. They're gonna actually deliver you the dishwasher. Once you receive the dishwasher, hopefully by then, you will be assigned to someone. You can give us a call back. We're gonna assign someone to you near your area. And then they're the ones that's going to hook up the dishwasher for you. See, the only thing that we do is just we do assignments only. See, a lot of people think that we're the ones that's going to actually do the install, and that's not
Yeah,
true,
I
sir.
understand. It's a qualified appliance repair service that has to put it in. Yeah, I
Yes,
understand.
sir, and we're not qualified to put it in. So we're going to find
Yeah,
someone that's qualified to do it for you.
somebody's licensed locally in the area that,
Yes.
so nobody gets sued for
Yes,
somebody
sir.
getting electrocuted. All right.
Yes, sir.
Well, all right. I'll follow up on that, and I guess that your lady out there in California can't assign somebody to put it in until American Home Shield notifies them that the appliance is here, right?
Yes, sir. And but now typically, but now I know that's really not true, Mr. David. Now the dispatch was sent over on yesterday. Now it could be assigned to somebody tomorrow. It
Okay.
could be later on today because I've known for me to hang up with a customer, and by the time the customer hangs up, then they was assigned to someone. But
Yeah,
the in
I don't know what I don't know about them shipping, drop shipping an appliance like that. It would have seemed to me that they will assign that person to install it, and they probably got a deal with Lowe's or Home Depot because Lowe's and Home Depot have both got this dishwasher is in stock. I can drive 10 minutes from my house to three different Lowe's stores and pick that dishwasher up right this minute. One of them's got five of them, another one's got four, and another one's got six. They just sitting there waiting to be picked up. And I'm sure that American Home Shield has some kind of a contract with these big box stores to pay whatever their agreed price is for that. And they probably let that installer pick it up and bring it with him to the job site, I would think. I don't know how that would be done, but it's crazy to try to put more links in a chain that don't need to be any longer.
Yes, so I understand.
We'll see how it works out. I've never had one change before, but you've been very helpful, and I'm going to wait, give it a little bit of time, and then I'll be patient for a couple more days and see if they don't get this untangled.
All right, sir. Anything else I can do for you?
No, thank you, Joe. I appreciate it. Y'all have a good day out there in California.
You too, sir. And thank you for calling.
You're not in. My wife says you're not in California.
No, sir. I'm in Montgomery, Alabama.
You know what? We were in Montgomery, Alabama around February the 6th or 7th.
Okay.
We were on a big trip celebrating our 59th wedding anniversary.
Okay, well, happy belated happy anniversary. What is your anniversary date?
Well, we're gonna have another one coming up here in 2021. We're gonna do number 60, but that's 6 or 7 months away from. But we live in Central Texas, right here north of Dallas.
Okay, and when is your anniversary date?
January 20, 1961, the same day John F. Kennedy was inaugurated President of the United States.
Okay, then. Well, all right. Congratulations,
And we'd been to South Texas and across South Louisiana. I was born in Louisiana, and we stopped in Louisiana and ate a bunch of that real good Cajun cooking they got down there at Lafayette, Louisiana. And then across Mississippi and Florida into Alabama, Florida, all the way to the Key West, and stayed down there while all the cold weather was going on up here, and then we worked our way back north to up to Georgia there at Savannah.
Yes, sir.
And then I started looking for a way to get back across there to get on Interstate 20 and come back to Dallas, Texas. And I wanted to see as many of the important towns as I could on the way. And I actually made sure that we got to go to, by the time we, well, yeah, it was in Alabama. We went through that. A little town where the Civil Rights March took place.
Okay, Selma.
Selma. Yeah, we made sure we got on a state road that took us through Selma.
Okay.
And we stopped at that historical site right on the edge of the highway there, next to that bridge, and bought a publication from a young man that operates that thing that gives the whole history of that civil rights movement. And of course, we lived through it, so we knew it. We knew the history.
Yes, sir.
That put it all in its proper context. And then we made sure we went to Montgomery. I'd never been to Montgomery, Alabama, but I knew it was the capital.
Yes, sir.
We spent a day down there touring that whole thing. That capital with all those all your public buildings and that special site that somebody saved to put the capital of Alabama on it, that's the most unique state capital. We've seen nearly every capital in the states in the lower 48. We've seen about all but a couple of states that's in the lower 48, and we've also been to Alaska and Hawaii. So we got all of them, but about two of them that we've seen, and each one of them is different. But that's the most spectacular sight that we've ever seen as a state capital.
Yes, sir.
You know, it rarely stands out. We walked all over that Capitol grounds, so we feel like we know Montgomery, Alabama now.
That was back in
February.
Okay.
And we got home on February the 15th, right after Valentine's Day, and our son happened, and his wife happened to be out of town when we got back, and then the pandemic started by the time they got back, and we had to worry about, you know, we're in that upper age bracket, and so had to worry about whether or not we're going to get that vaccine, that virus, and until yesterday, my son brought over some furniture he wanted to put in our garage, and for the first time in 6 months, we saw our son.
Okay.
We stayed separated because he's out in the public doing his business, and if he picks up something, he don't want to be bringing it home to his mother and father. Because we're the grandparents of his children, and then he's got six grandchildren. That makes us six great-grandchildren.
Okay.
We're all staying away from each other. And just this week, we found out that my daughter-in-law's mother, who has a brother 4 years older than her, that up in Bloomington, Illinois, that one of his grandchildren came over to visit, and turns out that her husband had just started a case of this virus, and he was at home with the sniffles, and she come to see her grandparents and found out a couple of days later that he was positive with the virus, and then she took it, the granddaughter took it, and now the man that's 82 years old and his 84-year-old wife, they both got it.
Mm.
And that's in my daughter-in-law's immediate family, her uncle and aunt.
Yes,
and
sir.
So I'm telling you, the people that are most likely to bring it to you is somebody's real, real close kin with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't know if you're old enough to worry about it or not, but you need to be careful.
Oh, I'm very worried, sir. Yes, sir, I am. But, you know, I pray that things will get better for us all, you know. All we can do, sir, is just pray and ask God to have mercy on us. That's it.
I've read of people that was 102 and 104.
Yes, sir.
And lived over.
Yes, sir. Yep.
When I was young.
Well, officer, is there anything else that I can do for you?
That's it. I just thought that day's work you're doing there at your job, that you needed a little break from the nitty gritty, and so we've had about as much fun as two strangers can have.
Yes, sir.
On the phone and. We're never going to talk to each other again, so we both better take advantage of enjoying this as much as we can, right?
Yes, sir. You're absolutely right.
All right.
Well, all right, sir.
I've been in this world a long time before they even made a dishwasher. I can make it another 10 days.
Yes, sir. Well, all right, man. Well, thank you for calling CR Service Solutions, and you and your wife,
thank you
both have a blessed day, okay?
And you too. Bye.
All right. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.